Ooh.
Hit your boy up.
I guess it's Hawaiian feeling.
Welcome to Hawaiian feeling.
I'm feeling a strong 10 this time around.
Hey, I'm feeling a light to decent 7.
Does anyone know the episode number?
Oh, shit.
It doesn't matter.
Is it episode 7?
5.
Oh, my God. It's episode 7.
The listeners know what the episode number is.
We jumped back to episode 7?
I think it's 24.
Seven?
Is it 24?
I feel like you guys have done Hit Your Boy Up before.
We have.
Call the cops.
No, we began the episode with... Well,
am I being detained, cop?
Oh, it was Hit Your Fucking Boy Up.
Yeah,
that's
Adam.
Right.
Adam, am I being detained, cop?
No, but you are going to be my new sheriff trainee.
Okay, thank you.
All three of you are my kept boys.
Oh, have a great day.
Dang, dude,
officer.
Is that a Half Milk reference?
Kind of. I mean, I know what kept boys.
Okay, guys, hold on 1 second. I have an idea. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. You're first to introduce.
It's Anthony.
Okay, hey. I was going to say. I'm not going to be, I'm Anthony.
He spilled wild berries all over his wildebeest feast, and now he's making amends with the men who made his high school experience so shitty.
He's not afraid to double down if his position is correct on the board.
He's nothing without his glasses.
That was pretty good.
That was good, too.
All right, eeny, meeny,
there's
miny,
Adam.
Mo, Adam.
There he is.
Hey!
What the hell? Did you count him in the eeny, meeny?
No.
His real name is apparently Mo.
Well, he's out.
Adam's full name is Mo. Beep.
Anthony might be out. Anthony's out, but Adam is in.
Damn. Bye.
He's back.
Hey.
Johnny as well is here.
Whoa.
Classic. Classically handsome. Kind of fucked up grill. definitely got a kind of got a dookie swipe across his lips.
A dookie swipe.
Anyway.
Catch him hanging around in his hometown.
His teachers tried not to give him grades.
Or Grace.
Is this another episode about school?
This is an episode of Grace Under Fire. If anyone knows what that is, I'm not sure.
Speaking of Grace Under Fire, Evan. Evan up in this piece.
Evan.
Evan is a pizza shit.
Shut up, man.
Hey, man. You're digging me all day, man. Let me cut you up.
Yeah, no way.
Evan's
man.
Been digging his hole. Devin. Evan's been digging his grave. But that's why he's so brave.
It's brave to it's brave to dig your grave.
I actually entered his PIN number today and got all of his cash. Evan.
Fun fact, I actually know his PIN number.
Whoa, yeah, Johnny does know.
How many of you guys' friends do you know their PIN numbers? Just I know one.
I only know Evan's PIN number.
I know Claire's too. I only know two.
I know a friend's PIN number, and one time I saw him buy something at a gas station late at night and hand the card. It was Spencer. Give the card like through the little slot, and they were like, oh, this is debit, and he just said the PIN number so she could run it.
Amazing.
It was so good. It was
you would
fantastic.
Think that would just be one of many things he'd be very secretive about.
All right, who has the funniest PIN number in the world?
I bet Anthony's is
in the world?
8008.
Jim fucking Carrey.
Like boobs?
Yeah.
Boob. Boob is my PIN number.
Mine is 0007 because the first zero is a golden eye and then the rest is 007.
It's a golden eye.
that's funny.
Actually very sick.
Because mine's 0006.
Trevelyan.
Trevelyan.
Mm.
Dang.
Shit. We're on a classic episode of Hawaiian Feeling.
Yeah.
We're sorry about the last one.
We know Game of Thrones just premiered, but turn it off. Listen
to us.
Did
you guys see Game of Thrones last night? It was crazy. Did you guys catch the part where the Dunder King had to stop the 10 turkeys?
God.
Yeah, I saw that.
You've been preparing that all night, but don't you dare forget Turtle's Chance.
Turtle's Chance. Well, I had no idea they'd find themselves at Trouble's Triangle.
Yeah.
Man, the bonkers parade was so cool.
Yeah, and then there was that part where Peter Dinklage was like, my wife. You know, and then he threw up like a fucking coward.
Oh, yeah.
It was crazy, and we had no idea that the Grunkle Guild would be in this episode. They were all in this episode.
The whole Grunkle Guild was there.
They haven't been in the whole series. I thought they'd edited that part out for the, you know, adaptation. But then I found out that they were crew members for the rest of the season.
Well, this really blew me away. I could not believe this when Grumgar and Taltar finally met each other.
Oh, yeah.
They're waiting for that.
You thought they were going to fight, but instead
they both
grabbed a sword and went to the Peppermint's Peak.
And then went to town.
When Brian's billions finally boiled over, I fucking took my shirt off.
Yeah,
I think we all did.
Suffice it to say, I think it was a pretty good episode of Hawaiian Healing.
Bye, everyone. Out of here.